It's Tuesday, July 25th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Efficiency is key. SaaS buyers are opting for fewer seats, affordable options, says a vendor report. The outsourcing trend, 72% of SMBs and mid-market firms are turning to managed security services, and diversity in cybersecurity, it's a potential solution to the talent shortage. This is the Business of Tech. The Vendor Q2 2023 SaaS Trends Report shows that software buyers are consolidating their tech stacks and reducing spending on new products, while sellers are increasingly focused on price transparency. The report predicts discounts will disappear, incumbents will benefit more from the AI surge, and suppliers will offer more features and products in comprehensive suites. The report highlights that the average annualized contract value, or ACV, for all SaaS transactions through Vendor, V-E-N-D-R, by the way, has dropped by 45% between Q1 and Q2, indicating that buyers prioritize efficiency by opting for fewer seats, choosing the most affordable tier, and reducing expenses. The report predicts pricing transparency is coming and discounts will disappear as more companies streamline sales teams. Moreover, the report predicts that the AI surge will benefit incumbents more than startups, and stack consolidation will lead suppliers to offer more features, tools, and products in comprehensive suites. Why do we care? It's appealing to hope that AI will bring a new set of disruptors to the big tech companies. That seems less likely, especially considering the cost of building a large language model. SaaS costs aren't coming down. Instead, customers are streamlining. Fewer seats, the more affordable option, reducing expenses. That's good. You can help here. Price transparency in this case is about the removal of discounts. See this more as the e-commerceification of software and less about some idea of lower prices. This is a significant trend. Buyers expect to have insights into software costs, and that won't be restricted to just software. It'll extend to services too. Prepare. A global research study by TechIsle found that IT security is a top priority for SMBs and mid-market firms, with 85% of SMBs and 100% of mid-market firms ranking it as a top priority. However, 56% of SMBs and 88% of upper mid-market firms experienced at least one cyber attack in the past year, with an average loss of $1.2 million for SMBs and $28.6 million for upper mid-market firms per breach. The most significant impact, cited by 54% of firms surveyed, would be damage to customer privacy and trust. Implementing a zero-trust policy is a crucial strategy, and 72% of SMBs and mid-market firms are increasingly outsourcing to managed security services partners. And IBM's annual cost of a data breach report verified that data, with the average cost of a data breach rising to $4.45 million per incident in 2023, with customer and employee personally identifiable information being the most breached data type. Overall, the average cost has increased by 15.3%. Why do we care? Here's your latest data to present to customers regarding costs and impact, on the off chance you still need to convince them. That said, within the data, only 30% of SMBs are aware of zero trust, and it's 69% for mid-market firms. There's a message of differentiation here for those in cyber, and with 72% looking for an outsourcer, there is need and space for that differentiation. But it won't last. The cybersecurity industry is becoming less white. 66% of cyber professionals who joined the field in the last 12 months across Canada, the UK, the US, and Ireland aren't white, per ISC Squared. Employers are struggling to find candidates to keep their networks safe from cyber attacks. Although the cybersecurity workforce grew by roughly 10% in the last year, it wasn't enough to keep pace with the rapid demand for cybersecurity workers. Companies that mention internal diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in job descriptions are having an easier time hiring. and companies that tailor their job listings to include the training and skills needed for the role have an easier time attracting workers. However, the massive burnout of cybersecurity workers could make it challenging to keep the new entrants. 61% of cybersecurity workers say they're burned out. Why do we care? When doing the right thing results in better outcomes, that's fantastic news. Why lean into DEI in your organization? You'll find more and better people. The data shows it's possible. The researchers noted that they're seeing career change too. So note this isn't just about finding people with the skills right now. There's a road to creating those employees as well. I care because this is an on-ramp to better performance. Alinea Partners is your sales readiness assessment company. They identify untapped opportunities in offer development, managed services, and customer experience. They pioneered the secret shopper in the IT channel, and they want to help you get your provider going with instant value and momentum. Contact them at alinea-partners.com. That's alinea-partners.com. And remember, profit is not something to add at the end. It's something to plan for in the beginning. Tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Today, National Hot Fudge Sundae Day. So time to go get one of those after listening to this show. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.